Feeling better, looking better, making life better. It's Life Tips. We'll explore the latest innovations, introduce you to the latest products, and bring you the tips from experts and environmental pioneers to help you lead a better life. Life Tips. Making your life smarter, better, faster, wiser. Here are your hosts.
Welcome to the show, everybody. Happy to have you here. The Life Tips Show is now going to look around for some an interesting new co-host. I have a couple people in mind. If anybody's interested, they're welcome to send me a ping to Byron@lifetips.com. But we'll miss Amanda. She did a great job on the show. It was really fantastic. She's going to start a new career that will focus more on some editing responsibilities. And we wish her the best. And a sad journey, but we're happy today to be joined with the founder and CEO of Run My Errand. Lee, are you on the line?
I am, Byron. How are you?
Fine, thank you. Very fascinating new startup here in the Boston area, so congratulations on what you're doing. Tell us a little bit about your company and how you're making the world a better place.
All right. Well, thank you so much for having me. The Run My Errand story started about a year and a half ago. It was February of 2008. It was a really cold winter night in Boston. And my husband and I were getting ready to go out to dinner in the South End. We live in Charlestown, and we had called a cab to come pick us up for dinner. And as we were sitting there waiting for the cab, we realized that our 100-pound yellow lab named Kobe was out of dog food. So we're sitting there, and we're like, oh, you know, are we really going to have the cab stop on the way home to pick up the dog food? How are we going to get this dog food? It's such a simple, everyday problem. And we thought, you know, wouldn't it be nice if there was just a place online we could go, post our need, and we were certain that there was someone in our own neighborhood that would be willing to help us out, bringing over a cup of dog food, grabbing a bag from the store and leaving it on our driveway. And so in that moment, both my husband, Kevin, and I are in technology. My background is engineering, so we always have these really geeky conversations in the house. And that night it turned into, you know, I'm going to go online, and what would I call this new company? And I typed into my iPhone, runmyerrand.com, and it was available. And, you know, domain names these days are never available, but it was that night. So I snatched it up on my iPhone before the cab even came to pick us up. We hopped in the cab, went to dinner, and talked about this new company that we had just, you know, dreamt up. Really, the concept is all about connecting people in a neighborhood to live more efficiently. And with social networking so popular right now between Facebook and Twitter, there's a lot of really powerful tools and concepts that we can leverage to make connections between people both on and then even make that connection offline as well.
Mm-hmm. Give us an example of somebody that has had somebody do something for them. What kind of errands are people running and asking for?
So it's really interesting because, you know, that was in February of 2008, and I was still working at IBM at the time as a software engineer. And 4 months later in June, I quit my job to build the site, Run My Errand. And, you know, when I built the site, you know, I wasn't really positive what people were going to post. I built it as an open marketplace where anyone could come, post their need, and they get to actually name their price as well. So they get to decide how much they're willing to pay someone to have something done. And what we've seen has been really interesting. You know, by far the most popular things posted are things like bags of donation pickup. Can you, you know, swing by my house, grab my bag of donations, and bring it to Goodwill for me? You know, that's a really common one that everyone can relate to. Other really popular tasks that are posted are trips to IKEA or Target, which, you know, can be difficult for some urban folks to get to if they don't have easy access to cars. Typically, because people get to decide how much they're willing to pay, things on the site are posted between, I would say, $7 and $15. As soon as something is posted on the site, we've created this network of over 200 trusted local errand runners throughout Boston that get real-time alerted. based on their location. So whoever's closest gets alerted first, and then they're able to go online and pick up the job very quickly.
Is it something that could perhaps be used as a courier type of? I mean, is that how we should think of this service?
Absolutely. I mean, we've definitely seen people post courier deliveries, especially from, you know, downtown corporate offices. Maybe they need to get documents across town within the next couple hours. That's been really popular. Another one that's really popular, actually, and makes a lot of sense since it all started with this dog, is dog food delivery. And one of our greatest partners right now is Polka Dog Bakery, which is this fantastic, you know, pet food store in the South End. And they're actually running their dog food deliveries through the Runmeier network. So now you can call Polka Dog and say, hey, you know, I need that 50-pound bag. Can I have it delivered today? And now partnered with Runmeier, and they can do that for you.
What sort of marketing strategy do you have for this? You're talking a lot about resellers, but you know, have you thought about partners and partnership opportunities?
Yeah, I mean, so for us, we're a very early stage company. We just recently actually closed a significant round of venture funding. But prior to that, you know, we were very bootstrapped, and it was just myself and some part-time help. And so we did a lot of, you know, very scrappy guerrilla marketing techniques. The great thing is that we have this amazing group of runners that are part of the Runmeier and Runner Network, and they really do make up sort of the heart and soul of this community. And they're, you know, willing to go out with flyers and, tell people about the business and tell people that they're runners and they can help them if they need help and just, you know, go online and check things out. Our small business partners have been another great way to get the word out. And, the small business partners find it really useful as well. I mean, on a daily basis, a small business owner is bombarded with all kinds of different tasks that they might need to get done themselves. We've seen small business owners call in runners to help them even do clerical work around the office. Stuff envelopes has been, you know, something interesting that's not really classified as an errand, but really it's more about creating this community of solutions, if you will, where it's an open marketplace. We can make the connections for people just to help get everyday tasks done, whatever they might be.
Let's take a break, and we'll be back just after a minute with some more gripping questions on how this could become the next huge thing that we all need to know about and use. Back in a second, everyone.
Life Tips will be right back after this short break.
Are you happy with your landing page performance? Discover how to improve your landing page performance with ConversionCritic.com, brought to you by Engine Ready. Turn your underperforming landing pages into cost-effective sales-producing machines. Be sure you're not wasting your precious PPC budget. Conversion Critic tools give you the ingredients to create high-converting landing pages. You don't have to be an expert to use Engine Ready's Conversion Critic tools, but you'll feel like a landing page pro. Take the guesswork out of increasing your conversion rate. Visit ConversionCritic.com and boost your conversion rate for free. That's www.conversioncritic.com.
Hey, have you got the number for Jerry's Pizza?
Look it up on localpages.com.
Localpages.com. Well, what if I wanted a business number in Miami?
Localpages.com.
Can people find your business online? Be seen with localpages.com on every local listing in all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, MSN, and Ask. With over 6 billion quality searches a month and bids starting as low as 1 cent, get connected with local consumers at the exact moment that they're looking for you.
San Francisco, Green Bay, London.
I told you. Localpages.com.
List your business on localpages.com now and get $100 in free local advertising. Localpages.com, bringing your neighborhood to you.
Friend Finder. The world's largest online dating network.
Featuring over 100 million profiles.
At hot sites such as Passion.com and FastCupid.com. Represents enormous profit-making opportunities for webmasters
just like you.
With Friend Finder's ability to geo-target and provide billing solutions in most languages and currencies, you are sure to find our comprehensive network to be a good friend
to your wallet. Get more traffic-maximizing details now
at friendfinder.com.
Ready to learn to be a mass marketing mastermind?
take some notes from the godfathers of mass distribution. Inbox, Wednesdays at 5 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Pacific, or on demand anytime inside the Internet Marketing Channel, only on webmasterradio.fm.
And now back to Life Tips. Making your life smarter, better, faster, and wiser. Here are your hosts.
Welcome back, everyone. I'm here with Lee. And Lee, I want to get your pronunciation of your last name.
Buskey.
Thank you for that.
Yep.
Appreciate that.
No problem.
Founder and CEO of Run My Errand. I've got some more tough questions for you. One is, you know, is there any green component that your business model has been able to drum up that might save time and energy and effort and jump on the bandwagon of the green movement?
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. Really, the whole concept is about being able to share resources, you know, across the neighborhood. And something that we've learned really well is from Zipcar. And Scott Griffith, the CEO of Zipcar, is part of Run My Errands Advisory Board, and they've been nice enough to sort of incubate us out of their headquarters in Cambridge. So we've gotten a lot of opportunity to see what Zipcar does around, you know, establishing a community that lives more efficiently and shares resources. And, you know, we strive with Run My Errand to embrace those same concepts. One of the neat things that we can do is have our runners post places they're going. So a lot of what we call this feature group runs, and a lot of times runners will go on to Run My Errand and say, hey, I'm going to IKEA on Saturday. And you know what? Maybe they're renting a Zipcar to do that run. And if they can pick up, you know, a chair and a lamp and a rug for three other people in their own neighborhood that might need those items, mm-hmm. then it's a win-win for everybody.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, wow. I mean, that just opens up huge opportunity to geo-track your runners and where they are. You think that might be something in the future?
Well, I think, yeah. I mean,
Or where they're going, perhaps.
Yeah, there's really exciting things that we can do with location-based technologies right now. And, you know, myself as an engineer, this is what gets me really excited about the business, is all the potential to mash up, you know, the social networking concepts, the geolocation technologies, and even think mobile technologies, right, on the iPhone, where the GPS is already built in to the device. So, yeah, there's a lot of opportunity there to mash up these technologies to actually create something that helps people live more efficiently.
Have you taken a look at Twitter Vision? Have you ever seen that website?
I haven't, no. I'm online right now. Let me check it out.
So Twitter Vision is interesting. It's really just a mashup of various tweets happening all over the world. They're streaming in on a, you know, perpetual basis, and who knows if you would see your actual tweet on there. But the concept is, what I like about it is related to your business model is it's very visual, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It's as if you're, can you imagine if you're, your what do you actually call your errand runners, your runners, I guess, right?
We have two sides of the marketplace, and the people that post errands we call senders. And then the runner network we call runners.
Got it. So if you had, you know, well, first of all, you could run your whole model, I guess, I suppose, out of Twitter as far as that could be interesting in itself. But the other concept would be, you know, if your runners are tweeting where they're going and your focus on a local map so that the tweets are coming from where they're going, you know, headed to IKEA, you know, headed over to Target at here. You know, you could sit there and look at a visual map of where people are going, and it might inspire you to say, all right, I need something there, you know. And then boom, that's beaming right out via the iPhone app to the runner saying, okay, right. I'm also picking up that. And they're out tweeting saying, okay, now I'm also picking up this. Got your message, you know.
Exactly. It's so much fun to think about. There's so much potential there.
Yeah.
And really the key, right, is that with Twitter, with Facebook, all these social media technologies is they have an underlying power that, you know, isn't fully being utilized right now. So that's one of, you know, our missions and our goals is to leverage those underlying concepts to create something really powerful that's really useful to people every day.
so exciting, and exciting to be talking with you. What about local search? Have you thought about that at all?
Yeah, local search is really interesting because for us, you know, right now we're launched solely in the Boston market. And so things like SEO are really important to us, but only on a hyper-local level, only in Boston, only in the Back Bay, Beacon Hill, Cambridge, Brookline, you know. We're thinking about actually opening up a second market sometime next year, which will probably be San Francisco is what we're thinking right now.
Mm-hmm.
And so at that time, I think that, you know, we're going to follow a lot of things that maybe Yelp has done, Zipcar mm-hmm. has done, City Search, and thinking about very local targeted campaigns on the web for search.
Here's an idea, again, that feeds off of the local search niche. So imagine if one of your senders could pop in, you know, pick a store like Target, then put in their zip code, and you could mm-hmm. tell them how many minutes it would take for someone to get them something at Target and deliver it to their front door.
And the cool thing is we probably have a runner at Target that we know about already, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
You know,
it's pretty neat to think about.
It's bringing this speed to delivery, you know, mm-hmm. bringing, you know, getting people closer to the solution would seem
right.
to me an amazing part of your business model, right?
Yeah, I mean, well, the key thing that we're always talking about, too, is, you know, what is people's time worth? And if you can, you know, outsource your dry cleaning for $7, and it means that, you know, it gives you an extra hour in the office, or it gives
mm-hmm.
you an extra hour with your kids, you know, that price point is probably worth it to you. So, yeah, that's a big factor in considering, you know, the use of Run My Errand.
Right. What's the company that was targeting delivery of groceries and supplies and packs of cigarettes and blah, blah, blah? They went under, actually.
You might be thinking of Webvan or Cosmo.
Cosmo.
Do those bring a bell?
Cosmo ramped up real big, didn't they? And they had VC backing.
They raised hundreds of millions of dollars, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And just poof, they were just gone in one blip. Do you remember?
Yeah, it was definitely a different time all around, right? and so the interesting thing about their model is they had quite a bit of overhead. You know, they hired a full delivery force. They built out huge warehouses and actually held product in them. So for us, the really cool thing is that this is an online marketplace model, and we're simply making the connection between someone that needs help and someone that can offer help. And there's no overhead in between.
Mm-hmm. And tell the users a little bit about the if someone doesn't get that delivery of beer mugs from IKEA that they wanted. You know, what happens? You're the holding tank in the middle, is that correct?
Right, exactly. You can think about, you know, processes that eBay has put in place. We're the holding process in the middle. I'm happy to say that nothing like that has happened yet. But, you know, as you continue to scale and grow, there'll have to be processes in place. The runner network right now, so every runner has a rating and review system that goes along with their online Run My Errand profile.
Mm-hmm.
And currently, the average runner rating is 4.9 out of 5 stars. And you should see some of the reviews that people write. You know, things like, saved my Saturday, saved me a yelling at from the missus. Just really, mm-hmm. really funny reviews for these runners. So people are really having fantastic experiences on the site.
Mm. Any marketing plans that are interesting to you and using social media as a vehicle, perhaps, or even other vehicles? How do you plan on marketing your services in the Boston marketplace?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, social media for us is actually a key part of the plan, and it has been up until now because we have been very bootstrapped and had to be really smart about our spend and how we marketed. And for us, what we've seen, the greatest traction we can get is via word of mouth, is via people having good experiences on the site and then telling their friends, you know, to try it out. So things like Facebook are really important to us, and we're actually a Facebook Connect site, meaning that you can just log in to Run My Errand with your Facebook credentials. And there's no sign-up process. It's as easy as logging into Facebook. And then you're able to, you know, get errands run errands very quickly without having to go through a long sign-up process. We were actually one of 25 companies invited out to Palo Alto, California this summer to participate in the Facebook Fund Incubator Program. And that was, you know, a great learning experience. We learned a lot about, you know, viral marketing and leveraging the Facebook platform to acquire customers and just build a better user experience all around. So that was a great thing as well.
What was that called, the Facebook?
Yeah, it's called FB Fund. If you Google FB Fund online, you can learn about it. It's an incubator program that Facebook runs, and it's very similar to a Techstars or a Y Combinator, if anyone's familiar with those types of programs.
Yes.
And it was 12 weeks in Palo Alto this summer, and 25 companies were invited from all over the world to participate. So it was a great experience.
Wow, I can only imagine. Love to see your notes from that song outing.
Absolutely.
Well, what are the next steps for the company itself? Are you hiring right now? Are you growing? Are you looking to build things out? Congratulations on your funding, by the way.
Yes, thank you. Yeah, we're really excited. I feel like this is a really, really exciting time for the company. We just closed a round of funding from Maples Investments and Baseline Ventures out of the West Coast. Both have really impressive portfolios. They both invested in Twitter. They invested in Dig. So they really understand this space and are going to be a great resource for us. So, yeah, we're ramping up all around. We're building out the team. You can check out the runmyerrand.com jobs page. We're actively searching, actually, for a community manager right now. So, if anyone in Boston or the Bay Area sees that job posting and is interested, we'd love to hear from you. And we're focusing a lot on product as well, enhancing the user experience, enhancing features. We just brought on a lead engineer who I worked with, actually, for many years at IBM. So we have a great relationship, and he's really, really smart. And, he's come on full-time now to drive the product forward. So lots of exciting things going on. And like I mentioned before, thinking about the expansion to the second market, being San Francisco sometime next year.
Well, listen, we're excited to have you on the show and also track along and help you in any way we can. Best of luck with everything you're doing. Thanks for being on the show, Lee.
Thanks so much for having me. Take care.
Right on. Welcome to another fabulous interview. Wow, that's going to be an exciting to follow. Run My Errand, errand.com, everyone. Stay tuned next week for another great show. Hope you enjoy the show and your life's a little bit smarter, better, faster, and wiser. Until next week, everyone, hope you have a great life and your life is a little bit better. And if you need any errands in the Boston area, you now know where to go. Thanks for tuning in.